The subject of the conference is, of course, a very important one. The nature of reality. Buddhism as transformation. Nothing less than that. So here we're confronted by three great themes. Three tremendous themes for one little lecture, or two little lectures. Reality. Think what that might mean. Just let your mind dwell on it just for a moment. Or rather, don't let your mind dwell on it, huh? Reality. And then Buddhism. And then transformation. It's these themes that we're investigating in the course of this conference and investigating this morning and this afternoon. The three themes are, of course, interconnected. They're interconnected because the Buddhist view of reality has the effect of transforming us, transforming our lives. So, where shall we begin? Where shall we find our point of entry? Well, let's begin with Buddhism. Because out of the three, this is, in a way, the most accessible. Let's begin with Buddhism. And let's go back to basics. The term Buddhism is, of course, from Buddha. And Buddha is from a Pali Sanskrit root, meaning simply to know or to understand. A Buddha, therefore, is one who knows. He's one who understands. And by the way, perhaps I should mention that Buddha is not a proper name. Huh? We should always use the definite or indefinite article before it. Huh? It's a title. So a Buddha, the Buddha, is one who knows, one who understands. And originally, in pre-Buddhistic times, and perhaps even in the early days of Buddhism itself, Buddha meant simply a wise man. In the Dhammapada, sometimes the term occurs in this sense, sometimes it occurs in the more distinctively Buddhistic sense. But in the Buddhist tradition generally, this word Buddha, meaning wise man, came to have a very special meaning. It came to mean one who knows reality, ultimate reality, one who knows things in their depth, or, as it was often expressed, one who has achieved knowledge and vision of things as they really are, not as they appear. Things as they really are. Yesterday, Bhante Gunawasana touched upon this, the distinction between seeing things as they really are and seeing things as they only appear. Siddhartha Gautama, the prince of the Shakya clan, became a Buddha in the Buddhist sense when he attained, under the Bodhi tree, the Buddhagaya, this knowledge and vision of things as they really are, attained it in its completeness, in its totality, in its all-comprehendingness. And when he knew that reality, that ultimate reality, he was transformed, he was transfigured, he became the Buddha.